The Texas Tribune staff just can't handle the fact that Empower Texans' Texan Scorecard is also a media outlet. From their latest and overly long attempt at a hit piece on the issue, the Tribune that is this. Texas Scorecard comes in paper and online according to its website at both six bureaus, and headlines range from the straightforward, Bonin announces committee assignments for Texas House, to the opinionated, Democrats push job-killing wage mandates. The group's fiscal responsibility index, complete with text message alerts, designates lawmakers pro-taxpayer or anti-taxpayer for their stances on priority votes. It goes on to say, traditional media organizations, of course, report on how measures hurt or help everyday taxpayers. Even one produces a list of best and worst legislators. Some newspaper editorial boards, separate from their political reporting staff, endorse candidates for election or advocate positions on laws. And some political reporters have worked for politicians or state agencies, like those at the Scorecard. But that's a far cry from direct, immediate advocacy. So, because their political bias and advocacy, of which there is much, is more heavily veiled than that of the Texas Scorecard, the Tribune's a legitimate press outlet and the Scorecard not. And in case you didn't know, the Tribune is funded by cash from lobby firms, politically active foundations, and a slew of those who spend big on politics, but again, they're a legitimate press outlet and the Texas Scorecard not. It's laughable. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.